You're listening to KVCH, Kvetch 101.5 on your FM dial. It is now 7 o'clock, time for What's Bugging You? Relationship advice with Dr. Jennifer E. Wong. The number to call with your questions is 555-1015. And now, here's your host, Dr. Jenny.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Jenny, and you know the question, what's bugging you? Who's our first caller, John?
We have Denise on line 3. She's a 46-year-old business consultant and mother of 2 teenage girls.
Welcome, Denise. What's bugging you?
Well, Dr. Jenny, the other night my 17-year-old daughter Christine came home after hanging out with her friends at the mall and went directly to bed without even saying goodnight to me or her younger sister. The next morning, she didn't get up for school. When I went to wake her, she was totally lethargic, wouldn't get out of bed, and said that she was sick. It turns out that she wasn't sick at all, but was trying to ditch a big algebra test that she hadn't studied for.
Ah, the old algebra-itis trick. Well, that's an easy one. I hope you didn't let her get away with that.
No, Dr. Jenny. I made her go to school, but that's not really why I'm calling. Christine has always been a straight-A student who talks to me about everything in her life. But lately, she's totally clammed up and won't share anything with me. She's hanging around with a new group of friends who I've never met, and I'm really scared that she's getting involved with drinking and maybe even drugs.
Now, wait a minute. I think you may be jumping the gun. Do you have any proof that she's using alcohol or drugs?
No, but...
Okay, then. Let's just take a step backward and look at the situation a little more clearly. Christine is a teenager. Teenagers want and need to be independent. Christine isn't talking to you because that's what teenagers do. They don't talk to their parents.
But what am I supposed to do? It's my job to protect her.
That's true. Let me tell you what you can do to help get through to your daughter. Here's my suggestion. Denise, I want you to ask Christine out on a date.
A date?
Yes, Denise, a date. You need to share quality time with your daughter without all of the interruptions of work, school, and other family troubles. Christine needs to feel special. Take her out to dinner, just the two of you. Sit down and have a long talk. I think you'll find that she'll open up and want to share her life with you again.
You know, I really have been awfully busy lately. Going out to dinner together might be just what we both need.
And I have just the place. Do you know the restaurant Chez La-Di-Da, located on Highway 9?
Chez La-Di-Da? Is that the cute little restaurant next to the gas station?
Yes, exactly. That would be the perfect place to go with Christine. It's fancy, but not too expensive.
That's a great idea. Thanks, Dr. Jenny.
You're welcome. Call me back and let me know how it works. Okay, then. Who's our next caller, John?
We have Ted on line 1. Ted's a 26-year-old graduate student who's studying astrophysics.
Hi, Ted. Tell me, what's bugging you?
This is really a little tough to talk about. I think my wife is having an affair.
What makes you think that your wife is sleeping with another man?
First of all, our romantic life isn't what it used to be.
And how long have you two been married?
6 years.
So you were 20 when you got married. How old was your wife?
18.
Okay. Are there any children?
No children yet.
So let me get this straight, Ted. You've been married 6 years, and you're not as romantic as you used to be, and this is your proof that your wife is having an affair?
Well, no, not just that. We used to do everything together. Melinda would watch the football game with me every week. She helped me with my research for school. And we were even working on building a boat. But now she doesn't do any of these things. Melinda just doesn't seem to be interested in me anymore. I guess she's found someone better.
So you think she's meeting a man while you're studying or doing the other things you used to do together?
Not exactly. I know that when I'm working on the boat, she's taking an accounting class.
And what about on game day?
On Sundays, she meets with her book club. Sometimes they even meet here, and I have to watch the game at a bar.
Let's review the situation. Ted, didn't you say you were studying astrophysics?
Uh-huh.
Well, Ted, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out the problem. Your wife isn't seeing another man. She's growing up. Think about it. Melinda was practically a baby when you got married. It's common for young women at that age to adopt the interests of the men in their lives, and that's exactly what happened here. Look at the activities that you mentioned. They were all things that you were interested in.
But she enjoyed them too.
She probably did, but she's older now and is figuring out what she wants from life.
So does that mean we're growing apart?
That's up to you. What have you done to involve yourself in her activities? Have you attended any of the book club meetings? Have you offered to help her study for her class? Marriage is a compromise, Ted. Each person has to give and take. You need to both get involved in each other's lives and interests.
So, you don't think it's another man?
No, I don't. But I think you do need to start spending some more time together. Here's my advice to you. I think the two of you should make a date. Go out for a nice romantic dinner at a place like Chez La-Di-Da and really talk about yourselves. Tell each other your dreams, your goals, and your plans. Who knows? Maybe you'll find something that you both are interested in. The important thing is to get together and talk. Okay, Ted?
Well, yeah. Thanks, Dr. Jenny.
Do we have time for another caller, John?
I think so, Dr. Jenny. Our last caller tonight is Rosie on line two. She's a 19-year-old college sophomore.
Hi, Rosie. What's bugging you tonight?
My parents are coming for a visit next week. They'll be staying in my apartment.
Parental visits can be rather intimidating. Are you worried that they'll treat you like you are still a child? If that's the problem, Rosie, let me tell you that no matter how old you get, you are always your parents' baby in their eyes. But there are some things I can suggest. You might want to...
Excuse me, Dr. Jenny, but that's not the problem. My folks have always treated me with respect. They know I'm very responsible.
Oh, so what exactly is bugging you?
I'm a lesbian, but my parents still don't know that I'm gay. I've been in a wonderful relationship with a woman for 6 months, and I can't figure out how to break the news to them.
But you just told me that they respect you. They've supported and loved you for 19 years. Why would they stop doing that now?
Yeah, but I know that my parents have always wanted me to get married and have a successful career and a family. I'm afraid that they will feel terribly disappointed.
Who says you still can't have a successful career and a family?
Yeah, but I'm not sure that they'll see it that way.
I think you should trust and respect your parents as much as they trust and respect you, Rosie. They deserve to know what's happening in your life. They need to really know who you are for your relationship to stay healthy. Here's my advice for you. Make a dinner date with your parents. Take them out to a restaurant so that you're not disturbed by cooking and washing dishes. The goal here is to sit down and talk. Hey! I've got a fantastic idea. On Wednesday nights, Chez La-Di-Da, one of the finest restaurants in town, has a special rainbow family night. Why don't you go there? Or to a similar restaurant of quality, order a fine meal with an expensive bottle of wine and tell your parents who Rosie really is. I think you'll find that they will still love and respect you and that they'll be grateful for your honesty.
Boy, Dr. J, if my parents are half as cool as you, I know I'll be okay. Thanks for the advice.
My pleasure. I see we've run out of time. Thanks to all of my callers this hour, and we'll talk again next time when you tell me what's bugging you.
You have been listening to What's Bugging You with Dr. Jennifer E. Wong. Tonight's program was sponsored by Chez La-Di-Da, located on Highway 9, right next to the S&G gas station.